We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Landry was, I guess, the guy that called that hearing. Let me welcome him in now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, Mr. Attorney General is going to be very cumbersome after a while. Can I just call you Jeff?
You absolutely can.
All right. So tell me about the hearing yesterday and what prompted it, et cetera.
Well, first of all, let me bring all your listeners up to speed. So when I became Attorney General and we were going over cases that affected the state of Louisiana, there was a case which had stayed the executions of death row inmates in Louisiana. At that time, we met with the Department of Corrections in reviewing the litigation and agreed to a one-year stay while we worked on ways to get out of the litigation and, in addition, began performing executions again. The Department of Corrections at that time was in agreement and said that they would work with us to do that. After 1 year and giving them options and them not responding to us, they walked into court without informing us, I'm guessing at the governor's direction, and asked for an additional one-year stay. And at that time, we pulled out of the litigation. That's what started this discussion.
And just to be clear, this is not litigation about appeals. This is litigation between two state agencies, right? That one of them saying we can't do what we're supposed to do because we don't have what we need, and you're saying yes, you can, pretty much?
The litigation is actually from an outside group that has basically made a challenge to Louisiana's drug protocol and the way that they administer the death penalty. And of course, the Attorney General was involved in it as the state of Louisiana was sued. Mm-hmm. And so we sent a letter to the governor explaining to him that many states around us have been able to find ways to legitimately start their executions again. Texas is executing people, Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee, all around us. They were posed with the same problem. They found a solution. We
if
gave
that's
that
for
solution.
Me, I'm not here, Jeff.
No, it's constantly for me. I'm
I
sorry.
Hear you. No, don't worry about it. I'm just kidding.
So we gave them some solutions. We got no response from them. When we did that, many of the media outlets like yourselves published that. We then began getting an outpouring of letters and calls from victims' families saying, listen, we don't have a voice anymore. We're waiting years and years in agony. We believe justice should be served. So I called Chairman Sherman Mack, actually Stephen Dwight out of Lake Charles, a representative, called me and said, Jeff, I'm getting some calls in the Lake Charles area. What can we do? I said, look, we can highlight this issue. Let's educate the legislature and the public of what's going on. And hence the committee that we had yesterday, the committee hearing we had yesterday, was the result of that.
70-plus inmates on death row. Do you know how long the longest one has been there?
I don't. I think it's almost 30-plus years,
That's
if I'm
crazy,
not mistaken.
Man.
It is. It is. And let me tell you, if anyone had an opportunity to listen to these victims' families testify, it is absolutely heart-wrenching. And, I mean, just this week, I believe, Jefferson Parish had a heinous multi-homicide incident that occurred. I believe the family is asking the DA to seek the death penalty in that particular incident. And quite honestly, it's a tough position the DA is in because not having these executions carried out has created a chilling effect on the prosecutor's ability to seek the death penalty.
Because they think...
Well, because it's useless. I mean, right now, I mean, why would you even go through the countless expenses, put the family through all the testimony, two different trials when...
Second-degree murder will put you in life in prison for life, right, with no parole?
Well, Right, gotcha. Right. That's
and,
right.
And I can also see, did you hear this from the victims' families? I would think, in terms of closure, all right, if the guy or woman's going to go to jail for the rest of their life, okay, we can move on. But if he sentenced or she sentenced to death, and we keep waiting for that and waiting, and that's what we want, or that's what the court said, I could see where that just remains an open wound.
It does. But let me tell you what the second step to that is, what the second discussion that's not being had is, but it was brought up at the committee hearing. So you put a person away for life. One of the things that deters inmates inside of the prison from just committing homicides inside of the prison who are lifers is the fact that if you kill a prison guard, you can be sentenced to death, right? You take that away. What deterrent is there? And of course, again, it's the same thing in protecting our law enforcement officers out there. Someone goes on a shooting spree, knows that when they get caught, they're going to be put away for life. Why not just keep killing? Again,
let me take a break here, Jeff, if we can. You got some more time?
Yep, for you, absolutely.
Okay, because I want to talk about when we come back, what the Supreme Court says about what states can execute people for, what Louisiana law says about that. And a lot of times people don't understand extenuating circumstances and what makes it a capital case. So we'll cover that. And I also want to talk to you about this drug issue because I got a lot of questions about that. Attorney General Jeff Landry, our guest, talking about getting a death penalty going again in Louisiana. One guy you just heard on death row of more than 30 years, 821. Traffic now on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Attorney General Jeff Landry about Louisiana not instituting the death penalty for 10 years now for people that have been on death row, 70-plus. The longest person is the longest-serving person, however you want to say it, convicted person in their 30-plus years. Jeff, when it comes to this thing about the chemicals, rationalize this for me or explain to me what I'm missing, because if we have an opioid crisis in the country, if people are overdosing because they're using these drugs because they make them feel good, I don't understand why it would be so hard to chemically execute somebody on death row. Am I missing something here?
Tommy, you get a gold star.
Oh, there you go.
You do. You get the gold star. You hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what they're doing in Nebraska. And that is the problem with the dishonest conversation that's going on between the Department of Corrections and the governor and the people of the state of Louisiana. Look, I get a lot of criticism for not wanting to work with the governor's office and the governor. This is one of the circumstances where we've been trying to work with them on this particular issue. This discussion is over the drug protocol, meaning what type of drug we use to put the person to death. You're exactly right. We've got evidence lockers full of fentanyl that are killing thousands of people, tens of thousands of people in this country, hundreds of people here in Louisiana. We could absolutely use that. That's exactly my point. States all around us have, for some miraculous way, found a way to begin performing these executions and bringing justice. And yet Louisiana stands idle.
It seems as though somehow this has gotten to be a quote codified law, when in fact this is just custom or the way things began to be done. There's nothing, the Supreme Court says nothing about this drug cocktail, do they?
Absolutely not. In fact, you know, it was interesting because I got a tremendous amount of criticism when I first came out and discussed executions by hangings, firing squads, gas chambers. And the interesting part is that our U.S. Supreme Court has upheld all of those methods, Tommy, as being constitutional.
Not cruel and unusual, right?
That is absolutely correct. Some states use them. I'm not telling you we have to go down that path. What I'm telling you is that there are tons of options, and that unfortunately we have people hiding behind excuses, and it's being dishonest with victims' families. And you saw the frustration yesterday in the three victims' families that came to testify.
When it comes to the legalities of this in terms of capital punishment, the Supreme Court has ruled, and I'm getting some texts here, that there are only specific conditions under which somebody can be executed. And also Louisiana law talks about first-degree murder, capital murder, and special circumstances. And can you kind of give us a little overview of that, Jeff, if you will?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So our criminal code lists out it's a very definite list of crimes that have to meet that threshold to get convicted and then put to death. There's a laundry list of them, right? And then on top of that, there are some additional exceptions for like children under 12, first responders, right? Prosecutors. But again,
in the event of a robbery, right? Isn't that also
aggravated robbery, aggravated rape, multiple homicides. Again, inside the code, there's a laundry list. I'm glad you asked that question. I tell you what we'll do today. I'll talk to our comms people, and we'll put up that statute for people. Better go to our Facebook page, and we can outline that so people can start to understand and educate themselves that what we're talking about is people who commit some of the most heinous acts of violence that are unconscionable to society. And those are the types of people that have been found to not be able to be rehabilitated. They've been found to be killing in cold blood and will do it again and again and again. And society puts the death penalty out there as number one a deterrent and number one to bring justice to those who have lost loved ones.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, take care.
Have a good day. Jeff Landry, Attorney General for the state of Louisiana. Phone lines are open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.